Okay, so the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah Chula, Rachol Shochtim V'Shchitasan K'sheira Chutz Mikhaer Shota V'Kotem Shemi Yikalkalo Shchitasan V'Chula Shochtim V'Chein Rosen Oson Shchitasan K'sheira. So everyone could check except Mikhaer Shota V'Kotem, because Shemi Yikalkalo Shchitasan. So that's only because maybe the Shechita, you know, won't be good. But if someone's watching, so then it should be okay. So the Rosh says, see the Rosh, Kadda the Masnissin Shein Shochet Lechatchila, Afil Shagodol Omer Agabim, Hainim Kadda Shalogia Lechinoch. If the Kadda Shalogia Lechinoch, then the Kadda should not Shech Lechatchila. Even to go over al gabo. Chinuch the shechita hainu sheyodei la'amir es yadav. So if he doesn't have that dexterity, right? So then he shouldn't shech lechatchila even to go over al gabo. Aval katan mumcha yodei la'amir es yadav shochei lechatchila kshegodol over al gabo. So then you could shecht lechatchila even a gadol omer al gabav. So it comes out of the cotton that he's gil chinuch, he's yodel aminis yadav. So you need a gadol omer al gabav, and then it's good lechatchila. Right, because the Chora, he doesn't have the manas to say that he shechted properly. He doesn't have the manas. So the Mela, it's not good. So that's what Bord Shulchan Aruch on page 3. Cotton shading of Dale Abed is Yonah Lishchot, Ein Moslem Lil Lishchot Lachatila. So you don't give it to him Lachatila. I feel like I'm going to be able to get him. But it's good to be able to get him. I'm going to be able to get him. It's possible even to be able to get him. If you're going to be able to get him, I'm going to be able to get him. Because then you see that it was done properly and you don't have to rely on the nemonis of the cotton. So the cotton doesn't have the manas. So the question that we have to raise here is the shach's question. So the shach has a famous piece here on bottom of 3. Afal pi sheyodea hilchos shchita yodei lamed yadav. Right, the Ramah says al mishocha beino levein atzmo shchitas psula. Right. Shchitasus psula.
If he shechted alone.
Shechted alone, even though he knows he'll chashchita yodei lamed es yadav.
Shech what?
Sounds like an alarm clock. So the shach says, So the Pashup Shad is the cotton doesn't have the manas. The cotton doesn't have the manas. That's why you need to go to Lomin El Gabba. But the Shach quotes from the second line, the lokamusha dochach bateres zahav. Bataz. Ataz is not the taz, it's the lavush, the teres zahav. The lavush's name, you know, is Mordechai Yafa. So he named all his svarim based on the psukim in Megillas Esther. Lavush Malchus, you know, Tachar Mutz, you know, Yershushan, you know, all. So the Lavush has a famous piece here, page 5. So again, the halacha is that a cotton, if he's not, doesn't have dexterity, then you can't give it to him l'chatchila. But if you gave it to him to shech, and someone watched him, he did a good job, it's kosher. But you shouldn't do l'chatchila. But if you have his dexterity, then you can even give it to him l'chatchila if he knows how to cook, if someone is watching. So why do you need someone watching? So the shach says, because if not, you don't have neman, even he doesn't have neman, it's that he did a proper shechita. But the Lavush says a different reason. The Lavush says that here on page 5, Really, a cotton is lav bar zvicha. So what right does a cotton contract? In other words, everyone agrees a cotton contract. If he's yodei alam, if he did a proper shechita, it's kosher. Ah, but he's not mitzuva. He's not mitzuva. So he says, that's why you need a gadol omen al gabov. Because the gadol omen al gabov makes it that he's doing an aldas the gadol, and the gadol is mitzuva, and therefore it's good.
Isn't there a rush by the building like that?
So 1 second. So the shach says you need to go to Lomban al Gabov just to see that it was done properly. And Rashi doesn't have it in the modus. But the Lush says you need to go to Lomban al Gabov, because if not, he's not Lav Barsh Zvich.
And the go to Lomban al Gabov is like furnishing the
bar. Because just like the other concept, like go to Lomban al Gabov makes it Lishma, So he says, if he laid a milk, I'll das a godel shehu mitzuvah hu shochet.
Don't we say, I mean, you don't need kavona for shechita. Isn't there there's a whole simon in the body that shechita doesn't need kavona. If a knife fell off a roof and
but you need a bar zvicha.
No, but if I'm not, let's say the wind took the knife off a roof and it did a kosher shechita on the animal, it's a kosher shechita, right?
Right.
So why is this case any worse than that?
You need a bar zvicha, which we hold we do.
Why do you need a bar zvicha though?
Because just like we said, it was a vachta. You need a bar zvicha.
That's the thing. You don't need a small.
You don't.
You need a bar zvicha.
But if the knife falls off the roof and it's got a kosher shechita on the animal, it's good, right?
You have to see. Don't go so quickly. You need a bar zvicha. You need someone, maybe if the bar zvicha put it there and something like that. But you need it. Mm-hmm. You need a bar zvicha. So that's his chiddush, that the God of Omen al-Gab makes the bar zvicha. The question is, according to the Shach, so why is it good? He's not a bar zvicha. And he says the only reason you need a God of Omen al-Gab is the modest. The bottom line is, he's not a bar zvicha. So the question is, so how does the Shach explain this halacha that...
The Shach doesn't like it, no?
Right. But what about Atezov said it because he was bothered with where is he, he's not a bar zvicha. So how is the shach? How what's going to be the answer to that question?
I'll say well, bar zvicha.
Oh, 1 second. So he says. So he says, look here, page 4. He says the reason why Shemdein and then Manas Lakatan, second line. Lokomo Shadochak Bater Zav Lvush. The time they came into Dino Gilchol Shkita Minatora and Shkitoso Shkita, the Kasiva Zavakta Shapirusha Mishu Mitsuva, the Moshe's Bar. Zel Tame, the Simon Bez Ovika Chavarin Mitsuva, Shkita Klau. Avavada, the cotton Mitsuva, Shay also Lulacho Blo Shkita. He says the cotton is Mitsuva, he's considered a Bar Zvicha, because he's not allowed to eat below Shkita.
He cannot be Machil Neveo, still cotton.
Yeah, so he doesn't use that. He doesn't say those words, but some learn that that's what he means. That since a guy, he can eat treif, so then he's not a Bar Zvicha. So, but a cotton can't eat treif, or maybe the halachi can feed him treif, or something like that, or sachilum.
That's the rest of
the right. So that makes him a Bar Zvicha. So you don't need to go to Almedic Alba for that. You only need to go to Almedic Alba to see that he did a proper shechita.
Shechita, so kincheira is something like circular reasoning. Like that's worth trying to understand. Well, why the shechita of the cotton?
To see that it's kosher. This, who's going to tell us that it was kosher? Maybe he did a drossa, and then you're not going to be able to tell. What do you have to see? Yeah, well, that's the Mishnah. The Kula Shach of Achim Rovi was some. Yeah.
Amir al Gava is more of a mashma than I can see that by Gittin.
Yeah, so let's see the Gittin. Let's take a look. On page 6.
Rovi also is more mashma than just in the Manas.
Yeah. Tani, yeah. Huna Berei, probably for Tashrudya. Tevi Torah, Tfilin, Rezuzi, Chosvan, Bin Masa ve Kachava ve Eved Ishev Kotn Kusi Yisrael Mumu Psulan Shadema Kshatam Ksaftam Kol She Yishna Bukshir Yishna Bukshiva Kol She Eina Bukshir Eina Bukshiva. So he says that what? That you have to be a bar, you know, it's a Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzos. You know, it's no good. You're not a bar. You can't be an Isha cotton can't write. So the question is
by Stam.
So then why don't you say the same thing by right? So what's the chiluk? So the Prima Gadim wants to know what's the difference between tefillin and shechita. Tefillin and shechita. That's on page 7. Da'in yesh la'ayin in the Psika Kolelos on page 7. Da'in yesh la'ayin marachayim cotton posel k'sivas tefillin. They mechal k'shartim. Afil hocha kosher l'zvicha machayim roim. Sarach lomar d'vitzah sesei kumba sesei rachmona patre the gamri lekotin, mashe enkein losa sekotin chayiv al zelam b'nei deyahu. So he says he sowed that by a mitzvah essay, you have to do a maisa. So cotton doesn't have to do maisa. So cotton is totally mufka for mitzvah essay. But the loisa says he's taka chayiv, but it's just we give him a tour from onshin. He's lam b'nei deyahu, so he can't get onshin, but he's still in the parsha. So that's what it means, that's pshat, that he's a Bar Zvicha. And he quotes that's pshat in the Shach. That a Maisa Avera of a cotton is considered a Maisa Avera. So therefore, Tfilin Shachos V'cher Shal Divikor Om Yom Dham L'Shmoa Yipsulim Heven D'Domim L'Dikta Ya D'Gav Alav Barach Yuvo Alav Davke Dikta Ya Masha Ein Kein. So by a cotton, he's not mitzuvah b'chlal. So therefore, he can't write stamp. So that's the famous chilup that the Prima Gadim gives between Mitzvah Saseh and Mitzvah Lo Saseh. So Mela, eating treif is a Mitzvah Lo Saseh. So Kotten is not allowed to eat treif. Not allowed to eat treif. Even if you're not machil him, he's not supposed to eat treif. You can't punish him, but it's an aveira. It's a mice aveira. But the mice and mitzvah cotton is nothing. Because his asiyah doesn't mean anything. It's like misasek v'alma. But Rosh Hashanah Kain, yeah, the Rosh Yehuda says 2:11. Not cutting off the veil, saying bezim sum lafrishim, become ochel avi mechuyev lafrishim. Itam chinuch. Chach mikri bar zvicha. Im kei hu adim betfilin, im gil chinuch mikri bar kshira. The walker made it. The Rosh Yehuda is the one that says that even though he bezim sum lafrishim, but aviv is of Lafrisho, so therefore he's called a Bar Zvicha. The Shach doesn't, some people quote the Shach as if saying it's a din Lo Sachilim. You know, the Shach never uses the word Lo Sachilim. The Shach just says it's also Vachila. So that could be like the Prima Gadim, that it's like the Prima Gadim explains, that it just means that it's a Maisa Avera. It's just a Ptur from Oji. And there's a famous Rambam with the part by the parsha of Shifcha Harufa, the Kedoshim, on page 9. What's the din of Shifcha? Normally you have a din of Eishes Ish, right? A man is Mekadish and Isha, there's an Eishes Ish. So if she's Mazana, she's Chayiv Misa. So what if she's not of Eishes, full Eishes Ish? Yeah, so how do you do that? In other words, if you have a Yisrael or an Eved Ivri that is Mekadish and Isha, that's Chetzi Shifcha Chetzi Baschorin. So the Baschorin part is Totes in the Kedushin, but the Shivcha part is not. So she's not a full Eishes Ish. She's a partial Eishes Ish. And if she goes in Mizmizana, so then there's no Misa, because she's not a full Eishes Ish. It's only Malkus. You know, Bikoros Tia. The Gemara Darshan's Bikorate, she gets Malkus. Lo Yimsu, Ki Lohu Pasha. So she wasn't totally free. So she's Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschorin, who restes Le'Eved Ivri or restes Le'Yisrael. So that's the din of Shivcha Harufa. But what the Rambam says.
What's the Sushta up in here?
So look at the Rambam on page 12. He says, Ben Teisha Shonim V'Yom Echad, Shabbos Shivcha Harufa. So what if you had a woman who's a Shivcha Harufa and Ben Tes? That's in his royal abiyas from Bentes. So Bentes is ba on the Shifcha Harufa. Who loka? He loka rather. Who may be korban? You really should ain't a maybe at Shayagdil via Bendas. Yeah, you're only. Right. That's what I spoke about. So he says that he has to be ain't a maybe. Actually, Yagdil via Bendas. But what do you see? That he has to bring a korban for the Avera that he did Bekatnuso. He has to bring a korban for the Avera that he did Bekatnuso. So you see, it's considered a Maisa Avera.
When do you find that, though? Plus, do you find that when you're carving for
Avera? I mean, why don't you bring from here, Bentes? Isn't Bentes always a viable age for Arias?
Yes.
Why is particular
but yeah, but usually, but by Arias, right. There's no korban usually for Arias.
But it creates a here for the Isha who is
right.
So you see from that.
But yeah, but what about the Chim? We want to know the Avera of his Avera. Yirali She'edu maybe Achiyadil, the Abendas.
Why would you think of karma though?
Because a Shifcha Harufa, the boil of Shifcha Harufa, the man brings a korban and the woman gets malchus.
If he's ever on Shabbos and he doesn't want the chatos when he gets older,
Right. So if he, because Shabbos is a melechas, so that's a Shabbos is melechas Hashem. So let's get a different example.
If he eats Caleb,
b'shoigeg. Do we find?
He brings a korban when he gets from mitzvah. Oh.
Maybe over here the point is because since there is an aver, because she was over, maybe that somehow keeps it.
Yeah.
Because when he did a aver b'shoigeg when he was younger, so.
Right. Why did the Rambam only bring that? That.
Oh, because she was over, so Mamela, he has
a part in it. She was over, so like she kind of creates
yeah.
that his kiyum is still
existing until he.
Then there's a famous Rambam on page 15. What if you have a girl who's a katana, she's an ashesish. Right, she can be an Eishas Ish, right? Soon as she's born, she can be an Eishas Ish. She only royal to be at age 3. But what if she's Mazana? Ketana she'siyu avia, halacha dalet, page 15. Ketana she'siyu avia, im zinsa b'rtzon nesra baila. That's the famous Rambam. Ketana she'zinsa is asura l'baila. So the Ravid says, what are you talking about? Pitoi ketana oinus. That anything that ketana does, even b'rtzon is considered an oinus. So what's Pshat the Rambam? So there's a famous Mishkanos Yaakov that wants to miyashev the Rambam based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on page 16 here, Nud Heim and Beis, talks about, you know, if you ball a behema, so you get you get killed. The person gets killed, the behemoth gets killed.
Yeah.
But what if you ball a behemoth b'shoigeg? So the Gemara wants to know, what's the reason for killing the behemoth? Is it takala? Because it brought a takala on the person? That's why you kill the behemoth? Or is it cologne? Or because it's an embarrassment? Because everyone's going to say, oh, this is the behemoth that so-and-so got killed because of. So what's the reason for killing the behemoth? Is it al-takolo or klong? So the Gemara says, what's the nafkimina? So the Gemara says, the different nafkiminas. So one of the nafkiminas is, what if it's a cotton? What if it's balak? He says here, tashma bas shlo sholom yobecha miskadash biya v'bala yovim kona kaimim lo mishamesh usish. Thomas Bola. Bola Echan of Sum Posel. Bola Echan Mikol Aras. Bola Hiptura. Echan Mikol Aras. I feel Behema. Vahacha clone Ika. Takala Leka. There's no Takala. Yeah, we killed the Behema for Bola Cotton. Cotton Bola Behema. So there's clone, which is an embarrassment, but there's no Takala because he's not doing my Savera. So the Gemara has the famous line. That's not true. He came to Mazidahi Takala Nami Ika. There is Takala also for a cotton. If she done it amazing. For Achmanahu Dachasala. Tidachas Abahema Lochas. So in other words, if a girl is Vash Shalashonim and she was Baal Abahema, so then so the Gemara says that's what? Rame is born her, so then that's called a cologne and a takola. Why? Because the Pasha Pshat, the Mishkanos Yaakov says it's a Maisa Avera. So you see that because the mazid of a cotton is considered a mazid, and this Gemara argues with the Gemara Petrik Tata Onus. Because Pitek Tata Onus means that even if you do something b'mezid, but your das is not a das. And this Gemara is saying no, that if you did it b'mezid, you're bar kavana. And therefore, the Rambam Papaskin, Pitek Tata Onus, says Paskin's like the Gemara in Sanhedrin over the Gemara in Yevamos. But either way, you see from that Gemara that that a Maisa Vera of a Katan is considered a Maisa Vera. Now, when it comes to Gittin, like Rabbi Kobi said before, we say Hakol Ksheru Mukhtom Saget, right? Feel kind of showed the Katan. Where it says V'halav B'nei Dei Aninu. Right, how could a Kher show? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna V'hu Shegodol Omen Al Gaba. Right? So the question is, but he's Lav Bar Krisus. He's Lav Bar Krisus. So why don't you say just like Lav Bar Zvicha? So how can he write the get? So you're going to say he's Lav Bar Deya, but the bottom line is, he's not, just like... Chartam Ksaftam, right? He can't write Tefillin even if it got a old Omen Al Gabo. So why can he write a get? So that's Tosis Kasha on the bottom, page 19. In Tomer, Halab Nekrisis, Midim Yeshlomo, the Hashidim Nekrisis, Holdi, Nihigdil Akotin, Mishtafa Hashota, Halab Nekrisis. Because it's Ostil Hochi. In other words, eventually he'll be a Bar Krisis. He's just wait. It's mechusar zman. So why don't you take the same thing by tefillin?
Yeah.
Oh, so that they say. Rav Zalman Nechemya once wrote a whole piece on this. I think he quotes here. Yeah, he quotes here from the Bina Sadam. Asked this question on page 21. Vina Sodom says, "It's the kasha. If it's according to Tosfos, Osi Lechlal is good enough. So then, why don't you say the same thing by Tefillin? Pisa Tzarchol had to cut the posel with Tefillin after the Avodah Barksiv of Sheyagdil. Tzarchol the Hashem Shining the Alfida Mikshachnu Safta. We should show Kasher Achshav Kasher Lichdov. Mashen Ken Katan Kasha Ina Kosher. Because Kasher Mikshachnu means you have to be a bar." Bakhiv right now. But getting Shechita, you don't need. No being in Raksha, yeah, Bakhsiva. You need just potential.
Shechita or by get?
By get, you need potential. So as long as you eventually you're going to grow up, you'll be a Bakhsis. Kachanam having Bakhsiv, that's how I had the cotton pots and looked up filling. Avgav the Havi Barksivik Shiyagdil Tzarachon the Hazim Shining the Alfir Mishartim Safta Mishu Kosher Achshav Kosher Luchtov Mashenkin Koton Tashne Eda Kosher. So what's the war? But why is the difference? So I think Rav Zalman Chemia wrote in that piece that I once saw that the difference is that Tefillin is a Chova. So if it's a chova, so then you have to have the chova now in order to write the tefillin. Get is not a chova. Get is just a kind of, it's not like
tefillin.
It's a thing. It's a thing you do. It's an instrument that you do to matter the isha.
And shechita is more like
it. So the mela works in good. That it's also lechlal is good enough for shechita and for gittin. The tefillin not. So that would be another answer to the. To the question of why the cotton can shecht.
Shechita is only a mitzvah to humans.
Shechita is just again, it's like a get.
It's a hechsher.
It's a matir.
What?
Malik is a matir.
Right.
According to Rabbi Soloveitchik,
Okay. Now there's another. So again, so let's discuss all the terutzim we've had. We're discussing shechitas katan. So the question is, what good is shechitas katan? He's allowed bar zricha. So the shach says that So the Lavush says, because that's why you need a gadol olman al gabav that makes him a bar zricha. The shach says because there's a nisr of eating. The Yehuda says it's because of low, because the father has a chiyuv of chinuch. Then this idea that from Zalman Chemi from the Chacham Zadon, the Ashi L'Chlal is good enough by certain cases, by Gittin, Shkita. And then there's some Achronim want to say, Rav Moshe Feinstein has in the Tshuva, that maybe it's because the cotton is already in the Parsha of Tumah. Curtain is Makabal Tumah. He's in the Parsha of Tumah. So he and Shkita's Mahani for the So Mavela, the Tefillin, so that's what he writes here, the Tshuva on page 28 and 29. Yeah, says the chor hayanit efshel atar to came in the din shechita doge gam l'tuma should the veil ha matama af cotton, right? The veil is matame the cotton. The thing carries from shodim gam l'tuma with the veil. Okay, him b'nei zvichel in the tuma. Hashem can ask me gam l'tuma veilu b'nei zvichel l'shem dover.
Maybe they have a point that maybe you should be like another shechita that says that by a guy only helps for not making a veil, but just like in the right.
Right, but maybe you know, but still you could say that maybe it's only should be Matar Bidei Leveila, not...
No, but the only reason why I say by Goy is that it's not Kutcher is because it basically adds on to history.
Yeah.
Technically it's...
yeah, but you could say the same thing for a cotton then.
What?
You could say the same thing for a cotton.
Because I assume that the Svara...
No, because I'm Avodah Zarah, that's... Yeah, but there is a separate reason why you've Mechal, but Rambam Sheet is, you can be Mechalic.
Right, but
so maybe can, so if he's saying the whole reason is only out that it's makabel tumah, so then maybe in Ochanami, maybe shechitas kadosh should be like a shechitas goy. A goy has a separate reason of avodah zarah. He has a separate reason because achil he's not in the parsha, but tumah is. So maybe in Ochanami, his shechitas should only be mahami for the tumah shabbo, like a shechitas treifa, like a shechitas akum.
Right, but it sounds to me that the Rambam was saying that technically it's mahani totally. It's just that he has a side problem that he adds on Isser. I don't remember
Well, he's saying it's Mahani totally.
He just has a side problem.
But then Shechitas Treifa. Okay. And then the Rav Elchanan Wasserman on page 24. He says the following. Vemes Yesh Lohovin, a mic cut and Mikri Bar Zvicha. The lady in Mumber, because of Radafa Vishesh Kadamasin. He says a mumar is, listen to this, ain't shitasam matira bachila. He's a mumar, so he's like considered like he's mufka, like Tosis, you know, said mumal hachis, but it's still matar b'day levela. He says what's on the run? The parak may Allah all shchita ain't a shayach aleni heter achila. In other words, he doesn't care about. He's explaining the Ran. The Ran says that a mumar that shechs is ein shechitaso matir b'achila, but it's matar b'day levela. So he says, what's the pshat? Because since he doesn't care, then what? Ein shaykh el yin hatan akhi va va yin tumas de vela came in the bar kabbalah tumhu his Ravari, I'll call you back in the middle of shir. I'll call back soon. Inu shaykh el yin hatan akhi va va yin tumas de vela came in the bar movers from kabbalah came in the bar kabbalas tumahu behind the shkitaso latahir he did avail. Please, he told me who did the cotton. That would be the lekel of Israel as avua. Came in the bar kabbalas tumahu behind the shkitaso latahir he did avail.
Is Ramosha
called this? Yeah, it sounds like
Ramosha.
No, but he's saying that in the Hanami it only works latahir be did avail, which is the pashup shot in the in the Mishnah, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramoshes, it's for everything. Whereas is Rabbi Chanan saying that in the Hanami a cotton, when the Seshkita's cotton is good, is only the...
I know, he's rejecting that Shita. Chanan says you shouldn't say that because you would say that only yields it being Metar Midei Nevela. But
doesn't,
but it goes against the Mishnah and everything else.
Oh, where is he saying?
He says,
Omnam Yisham. Omnam Yisham Biyachis, that the Kotnav of the Shaila Buzam Yisrael Torah, he says, you can go make it, I read it. Oh, so then he quotes that Gemara in Sanhedrin, that he's a Bar Chiyuva. He's just not in Bar Onshin. So then we don't understand why the difference. So he rejects that. Because he says so that's good for the thing we were talking about before, that if you say like Rav Moshe, maybe should only be retired every day the Vela, and we don't find such a thing in the so that's a bit but I'll tell you Acharei Kechos HaKol, the thing I like the best is the Chalkas Yoav. He's the best. The Chalkas Yoav, he's the best. So he's gonna say something now.
Page?
You gotta see the really the godless of the Chalkas Yoav. Page 33. So he has a whole discussion. Kereshotim Kot Lav B'nei Mitzvah Nidra. Perish Ha'in Shum Isra Chal. Of the Yesh Yisr, right? Rak Lam B'nei Onshin Nidru. So it says like this. Beautiful, page 34. These are big gedolim. You know Rabbi Suda? You ever hear of Rabbi Suda? Rabbi Yitzchak Suda? Yitzchak Sud was a Rebbe in MTA. He used to live in the Heights, then he moved to Hillcrest. It was a big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Suna. Rabbi Isaac Suna. He was here for a long time. He used to come to my shiur in Hillcrest. I used to give a shiur in the summer in Hillcrest. He used to come. I quoted him in my article.
I gave it one.
Yeah, you gave it after me. Oh, so he told me that he was from Kinsk. He said, I was from the same town that the Chalkas Yoav was from. That's what he told me once.
At the same time.
Not at the same time. Same town, not at the same time. He said, Yesh shlosha chilukim b'dover. Then he came with his essay. Adover poshed the ena al-kereshot v'kot shum chiyuv. Mitzvah essay, kereshot v'kot doesn't have any chiyuv. Because you potter, like alcohol matzah beish shetuso, tzarech lachzor lechol. Because you potter. So he says, you potter. That's a Mrs. Essay. But when it comes to Isolosa says, so there are two types. Mrs. Essay, they're all the same. Potter from everything. That's why Tfilin he can't write. But when it comes to Averis, there are two types of Averis. One is the Chol Yisuri Torah Shu B'maisa V'Einam B'Achilo B'Ilo V'Einam B'Nechiv Kval. So, if you need to do a maisa, right, and he's not do a maisa, violate Shabbos, something like that. So his maisa is like masasik, like Enim Miskavim. Right, so his maisa is not a maisa. But sometimes the Torah asid. So he says like this: the Holy Surah Torah Shuba Maisa Ve'inim Bachilo Bila. So if it's a mitzvah essay is potter. If it's a mitzvah that's a maisa and it's not achila and bila, it's not a maisa of hanah. So then they're not chayiv at all, because their maisa is not a maisa like Shabbos. But when the Torah asid a maisa a lav shev a maisa, or the Torah asid the hanah, b'chilas isur b'arayis mosarich kavana maisa the hanah b'mokum maisa. The hanah is like a maisa.
It's also
like b'chilin arayis. Yeah, the hanah actually like b'chilin maisa. Zeh shapei adover also gam b'chayshav d'kok. Athein b'nei Yisrael, rak de p'tur mi onus, mitam da anusim, kev neim adas, rak mitam onus p'tur. Havah b'zorz v'shab is neim maisa b'li hanah. If it's a maisa b'li hanah, then their maisa is not, it doesn't count. But if the maisa is something that has hanah, so even when you want to say the maisa is not a maisa, but he still has hanah. So then what's the status then? So he says like this. If he carries on Shabbos, he does something on Shabbos, that's a nothing.
That's like an assay of tefillin.
Yeah, that's like a los assay of maisa does a hanah.
But by maisa hanah, then what?
So Mela, he said like this. Sof dover, bottom of page 35 left. Sof dover ledina, yotzilavim, the macholos asuris varayis, kam kotten musar. He's musar. Because he gets hanah, there's a lot of maisa. He's not going to get punished because he does not want bar onsh. But we have onus chas rachmano. Mokom she isu below maisa. Kam kein dira tachil bila. Those are really the chemtzel she cotton. He wants to say a chiddush. The chemtzel, a chametz of cotton she over alav a pesach is also b'hanah. Why? Because since you violated the Avera, since he violated the Avera, so Mimela, yeah. If you mention Kosov Chita, the Osir, Kevin Shanasach, Mechamit Tissim, the Balirosh, Emo Meisach, Shabir Kansu Buzer. Shabir Mishav Kolo Kushios. So Mimela, he says, it's not everything works out well. So Mimela, when it comes to, so now you have your question. The Rambam says, when you boil what? Shivcha Harufa, so you have to bring a korban, so you ask, what about Shabbos? Shabbos not. Because Shabbos, he didn't do anything. It's a gorgeous. But by boil Shivcha Harufa, it was hanah.
Right.
So the male what?
He's Musa.
And Chametz is also Musa. Why? Because...
Achila.
No. Only Chametz. No. Ein b'maisa, because only chametz is ein b'maisa. In other words, because what's the word of cotton? His maisa is like considered a masasi. But when you don't need a maisa, chametz you over even if there's no maisa, only chametz. So male, whenever you need a hanah, so then that hanah makes the maisa automatic.
Right.
So then even a cotton. And when you don't need a maisa b'chlal, it's also going to chayav a cotton. But when you, but by Shabbos, then you need a ma'isa, and there's no hana'ah, so Shabbos is going to be totally potter.
And it's a mishkita.
And shkita works very good, because
that,
no. Shkita is a ma'isa, but there's hana'ah. So the
mela, because of the eating, right?
The eating.
That's why.
Good. That's what the verse says. I'm sasik b'chalom in v'arayim
kai
v'chalom.
Right. No, it's all
about rice,
and here, shkita, it's less
than rice. No.
Anything that has
because it's a machshir for achila.
It's achila. What do you do? The shechita is for the achila. He's a bar. He's in the parsha of macholas asuris. So the male lot. He's male and his avera. If he eats, it's an avera. So the male he's in the parsha of shechita.
I think you say better than you saying it's not a ma'isa. You don't need a ma'isa there because it could fall off the roof and cut him itself.
No. That's the shechita. No. But the word is are you in the parsha? Are you in the parsha? In other words, all you have to be is in the parsha of Macholas Asuris. You shech because of the din of Macholas Asuris.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be in the parsha of Macholas Asuris. That means if you violate Macholas Asuris, you din avera. So male of cotton, Macholas Asuris is. Why? Because
Shekeinena. And therefore Shkita is a machshir for the achila.
So male he's considered bar chiyuva, bar zvicha.
So therefore,
and the Rambam by Shifka Harufa, Shekeinena. So therefore, Mamela
has
the Ma'isa Avera. Whenever it's Shekeinena, or you don't need a Ma'isa, what's the chisaron of cotton? His Ma'isa is not a Ma'isa. It's a Dov Shadim Skavim. It's a Misase.
Right.
But if you don't need a Ma'isa, then you chayv anyway. So you don't need a Ma'isa.
So, by all cases of Arayas, does he have to bring a korban after he's Megadel, just like by Shifka Harufa? If he's born in Eishes
Ish, there's no korban. Let's say
he was born in Eishes Ish Peshogi. It's chayav a korban.
Is there a korban?
By Echatos, by Issa Koris, you chayav a korban Peshogi.
If you're born in Eishes
Ish Peshogi, then you do chayav a korban.
Is there a korban?
Sure, for any chayav korban b'mezid, you chayav a Echatos Peshogi.
Okay, so let's say you're right.
Just like, Shabbos, you chayav a chatos, it's a mitzvah beizdin.
Then
he has to bring the chatos after he becomes a mitzvah.
Yeah.
But the
Gemara Sanhedrin is talking about also.
It's a Hanoah case. It's
a
Mitzvah
to hold over. So that's his word. So that is all the kashas. Kalkas Yol. All the kashas are answered. All the kashas and shas are answered with the Chalkas Yor. There's no one like the Chalkas Yor, right?
How about the Kushas?
Yeah.
I don't know from the Chalkas
Yor. You haven't found out Yoav Yoshua Weingarten. From Kinsk.
Talmud of the Avnei Nezer.
Yeah, even though he was older than that. He was older than that. So you're here. Okay, so tomorrow, 10 o'clock, Rez Hashem.
I'm going to
Where were you going?